What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of What's Up With History. My name's Taylor, and we're going to be doing something a little different this time. It takes a while to read a book, so I'm not going to be doing a regular topic every Monday and Friday. I will be doing a regular topic every Monday, but every Friday, just to keep you guys interested and listening, I'm going to be doing five different mysteries in history. So, without further ado, we'll get right into the topic. So the first mystery is about the Mary Celeste. Now, the Mary Celeste was a British-American brigantine found drifting and abandoned about 400 miles east of the Azores. It was found by the crew of the De Gratia on December 5th, 1872, and described by the leader of the boarding party as a thoroughly wet mess at the Inquiry in Gibraltar. Now, all the possessions were still remaining on the ship, but there was no lifeboat, and no traces of the passengers have ever been found. So that leads me to believe that maybe the ship got caught in the storm, hence it being a thoroughly wet mess, and the passengers decided to use the lifeboat to get off the ship because it was probably disabled in some way. Maybe the sails were torn, or one of the masts broke off. Something happened, and they thought that they needed to get off the ship because it was either going to sink or not get them from point A to point B. And in the storm, their lifeboat, something happened, and they were never seen ever again. It's a terrible tragedy that happened years ago that is still a mystery to this day, but nevertheless, seemed like an interesting topic to bring up. Number two, Jack the Ripper. Now, I'm sure you guys probably know about Jack the Ripper, but he was a Victorian-era serial killer based in the East End of London in around 1888. He's also known as Leather Apron or the Whitechapel Murderer, and there's a field of investigation known as Ripperology that was created to investigate the 130-year-old mystery, with investigators such as Patricia Cornwell and Russell Edwards trying to figure out just who this guy was, based on the evidence that we have, which is minimal, to be sure. Now, some theories even suggest that he never even existed in the first place, which is definitely a pseudo-historical history, in my opinion, and in a way, kind of insults the families of the victims, in my opinion. But nevertheless, you need to cover all your bases when you're going over different topics and theories in history. Number three, the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin was a cover of linen cloth said to be the burial shroud of Jesus of Nazareth. It's currently located in the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Turin, Italy, which is in northern Italy. And it bears an obvious imprint of a figure who suffered wounds from a crucifixion. Because when you look at the shroud, you can look at pictures of this, by the way, there's an outline of a figure in it, sort of like a negative print of the guy. And you can see the different wounds that he suffered and the way that he's sort of laid down. And the imprint is probably from bodily fluids such as sweat and blood. And they left imprints that showed where the wounds were, such as on his hands and feet, and lacerations on his torso, and scars on the forehead. Now, he also... There was a radiocarbon testing in around 1988, which dates it into the Middle Ages, but skepticism abounds with this test. There's a lot of people who don't believe that this test was accurate due to something that they did wrong in the testing process, but other people do see it as factual and something that religious individuals and other people who believe in the existence of Jesus of Nazareth need to look at as evidence. So whatever you believe, these are the facts out there. Number four, the lost city of Kalahari. Now, it was reported by William Leonard Hunt in November of 1885, and it was supposedly an ancient city built on an arch in the middle of the Kalahari Desert, which is an interesting feature of architecture, in my opinion. Now, ever since he announced his discovery, he even had evidence that he brought to the British Museum. But nevertheless, like every instance in history, skepticism and rumors have popped up over time, but Hunt is actually corroborated by the local Khoi Khoi tribe, who lives in the area, so that leads me to believe that there's probably something out there. And in 2016, ruins were found on an expedition, but they weren't confirmed as the city itself, so the mystery still persists to this day. And finally, number five, the Tomb of the Maccabees. Now, if you don't know who the Maccabees are, if you haven't read or seen the section in the Catholic Bible, The Maccabees were a family of a Jewish priest and his five sons who rebelled against the Hellenistic Seleucids, and the rebellion succeeded, which in turn freed Judea from them, and actually gave birth to Hanukkah, which I'm sure you've heard of. Now, expeditions in 1864 and 2015 failed to find anything, so the mystery still persists, but it's a very interesting story about where these tombs were possibly located, and it kind of reminds me of the Dead Sea Scrolls in a way, where it's an area of religious significance that someone found by happenstance, which I feel like is probably going to be the same situation with these, and that the evidence, there's very little evidence to point where they may have been buried, little to none evidence actually, and so I feel like it's going to be another happenstance situation like that. But nevertheless, that concludes our five topics for five mysteries of history. I'm sorry this is such a short episode, but these topics didn't take very long to explain. There's not a lot of information that I could give you that would keep you interested. There's a lot of people who do a lot of research into these topics, but it would get boring after a while, and that's not my goal here. My goal is to keep you guys interested in the topic and make sure it's actually entertaining to listen to. So this is a short episode that will hopefully keep you guys in the loop. Again, please give me any feedback you guys can think of. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at JTPepper02. And as always, thanks for listening.